This news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Been some court cases this morning in Huron County. Charles Bruce Hilt II has waived his right to a preliminary examination. This means his case will bypass the initial probable cause hearing and move directly to circuit court. Hilt's attorney clarified a plea negotiation, noting that while two firearms were involved, no ammunition was seized, removing that from the forfeiture agreement. Holt confirms his waiver and was voluntarily and without coercion. He is now scheduled for arraignment in circuit court on March 16th at 9 o'clock in the morning. In a recent court decision, Andrew Weber has been sentenced to 6 months of probation for disturbing the peace despite the prosecution's push for incarceration. The judge adopted the recommendations of the probation officer, Jesse Ozentoski, opting for probation over jail time in case 25-347-SM. Weber's probation comes with strict conditions, including 24 hours of community service due by June 1st, 2026, and a ban from the Sweet Fire Tobacco Shop in Bad Axe. He also faces $615 in fines and costs payable by June 30th, 2026. A 15-day jail sentence was suspended, serving as a leverage. Any probation violations will trigger the jail time. In a separate matter, Weber received an unsuccessful discharge from probation for a previous stalking case, number 24484SM, incurring an additional $200 fine on top of already $755 already owed. The court ruling emphasizes compliance with clear financial obligations and a jail sentence hanging in the balance should Weber fail to meet the terms of his probation. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with More Motors in Cairo. At More Motors in Cairo, we know a lot of folks drive past bigger towns and bigger dealerships every day. And that's fine, because the people who stop here aren't looking for the biggest place. They're looking for the right place, the best place. Around here, a dealership isn't just where you buy a vehicle. It's where you bring your kids when they're ready for their first car. It's where you trust us with your vehicle when it needs service. And it's where you expect to be treated with respect, because that's how it should be. At More Motors, customer service isn't just a slogan, it's the way we've always done things. When you shop More Motors, we take the time to listen, we explain things clearly, we don't rush you, and we don't push you. We help you find what fits your life, your family, and your budget. And when you come back for service, you'll see the same familiar faces, people who know your name, know your vehicle, and know how important it is to keep you on the road. More Motors is proud to be part of the Thumb community, where we've earned trust the right way, one customer at a time. If you're looking for a dealer that treats you like a neighbor, you'll find it here at More Motors. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.
A Kingston police officer swung into action, literally using a snow shovel to fend off an axe-wielding suspect. Chief Albert Purcell was responding to a complaint at a home on February 4th when a 34-year-old Dale Ford allegedly came at the officer with an axe. Police say Purcell grabbed the nearest thing he could, a snow shovel, and defended himself. Body cam video shows officers backing off after the attack, leading to a tense standoff that ended peacefully. Ford now faces 20 charges, including assault with intent to murder and assaulting or resisting police. If convicted of the top charges, he'll face life in prison. He remains jailed in Tuscola County on a $250,000 bond, with court hearings set for February 18th and February 25th. Well, in Idaho, proposes corner system reform. Legislators in Idaho are introducing a bill today modernizing the state coroner system to improve child autopsy rates. Currently, many counties rely on elected coroners who may lack medical background, leading to call for more standardized professional requirements. The proposed law would provide state funding for regional medical examiners' offices. Supporters argue that it will ensure more accurate cause of death determinations and provide better data to the public health and incentives. Also today, internationally, in Thailand, Thai coffee chains reduce sugar by default. In a major public health push, leading coffee chains in Thailand have officially switched to a reduced sugar default for all teas and coffee drinks starting today. The initiative aims to combat rising rates of diabetes and obesity in the country. Customers who want higher sugar levels must explicitly request that. To move followers, similar government-led health campaign across Southern Asia targeting the high consumption of sweetened beverages. Well, that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. This news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.